Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. For a long time, Toys R Us had a theme song, you know. I don't think they use it as much anymore, but probably almost all of you will know it. Toys R Us always sang, "I don't want to grow up, I'm a Toys R Us kid," you know. I don't want to grow up. It really is good to be a kid, but when you're a kid, you don't think that way, which is kind of interesting. You just want to grow up. You want to be old, make your own decisions, do what you want to do. But then as adults, when you get to be an adult, that's when you realize, why did I want to grow up? I wonder how many times you have thought this, like I have occasionally, that if only I could go back to when I was a kid again. Not that we think that all the time, but we have our moments where, man, if I could go back to when I was a kid. I mean, our childhoods aren't perfect. Nobody's is. But I bet all of you can remember, though, a time, thinking back to when you were a kid, when you were just plain happy, full of joy, free. We on the farm, we would, in the summer, would bale tons of the small square straw bales. We would do over 1,000 of those straw bales. And so we'd fill up these two different sheds with them. And one summer, my younger sister and younger brother and I, in the barn that was by our house there, we went out and built a fort with the straw bales. Some of you maybe did similar things with hay bales or whatever. Anyway, this was the most elaborate fort we had ever made. Several different rooms, tunnels between the rooms. I mean, it was incredible. And our mom gave us food that she said we could take out there, so we're eating in our fort. It was just perfect. And I remember that memory in particular is just a time where I was just happy and free. You know, it was wonderful. And now I look, and I was trying to think of a memory like that this week, and now I look back at it, and of course I think, why didn't my mom let us do that? Because we could have easily probably died in there if the thing would have collapsed on us. You got like an 8-year-old kid making a fort. This is probably not real safe. But that's adult things, right? Kids don't think about those things. You're just free, full of joy. And I bet you can all think of similar types of memories. Just the simple joy of being a kid, knowing that you were taken care of. You don't have the adult stuff, right? When we're adults, what do we start to worry about? Well, we worry about money all the time, worry about insurance. Oh, what if we were to lose any of this? We got to insure it all. We worry about our jobs. Do I have the right one? Should I be doing something else? Am I getting paid enough? Are they treating me right? We worry about the weather. Are we going to have enough rain? Not enough rain? You know, we worry about our homes and our cars. Do we need a new one? They're depreciating. Are they going to break down? Worrying about our country and war and politics. Worry about we got to exercise right. We got to eat right. Think about all that and then think about, you know, there's probably a reason why Jesus said in Matthew 18 that we need to turn and become like children. Unless you turn and become like children, you will never inherit the kingdom of heaven. There's probably a reason why the scriptures repeatedly call us God's children. 1 John, behold, what kind of love is this that we would be called children of God? That's what John says. We are God's children. We've been baptized into Jesus, born again, right? We're born into our family, but God gives us birth again into His family by water and the Word. We are adopted as the brothers and sisters of Christ. And this means, as children, we are free. We are free. Free from worry, free from death, free from punishment, and we are joyful. Because we can enjoy the many, many gifts God gives us because we know our Father and our Savior Jesus will take care of us. So, to get to our readings today, we are joyful and free children like, for instance, the 5,000 people that Jesus fed in the gospel reading. There's very much a sense in the gospel reading that here is Jesus taking care of these 10,000 children. Now, because you remember, it was just 5,000 men plus women and children, the other Gospels tell us. So you got over 10,000 people here, and all of them, all day long, just like children, they've been so engrossed in Jesus' word, that they didn't stop to think, oh, what are we going to do about supper? They didn't care. That didn't matter. All that mattered was they were here with Jesus. He was healing people. They were hearing his teaching. Supper, who cares? He'll take care of that. Right here you have 10,000 children that trust Jesus, just living free and joyful. Now at some point toward the end of the day then, Jesus asks the question, how are we going to feed all these people? Right? It's getting late. We've got a lot of people here. What are we going to do? Now, here's a key verse in there that you don't want to miss. It says, Jesus said this to test them. He himself knew what he would do. God always knows what he's going to do. Right? That's why we don't have to worry. That's why we can live joyful and free, because we know that God knows what he will do. But he did it to test them. So here come these two disciples, Philip first, who isn't joyful and free, but he's worried. And Philip immediately thinks money. Oh, Jesus, 200 denarii wouldn't be enough to buy all these people bread. And of course, 200 denarii, that a denarius is a day's wage. So you're talking about 200 days worth of wages. A lot of money, like that, you know, tens of thousands of dollars. Philip says, all that money wouldn't buy these things. And then Andrew, he immediately thinks, we don't have enough. Oh, we got here. Well, this guy's got, you know, five barley loaves and two fish. But what is that? That's nothing. And I think it's really cool, because if those two guys don't sum us up perfectly, then I don't know what does. Philip and Andrew are just like us. Philip, like us, says, I don't have enough money. And Andrew, like us, says, I don't have enough stuff. And that's where we always find ourselves. God, what are we going to do? I don't have enough money for this. I don't have enough stuff to take care of this. Right? That's not the way of joyful and free children. We worry and we fret, but Jesus himself knew what he was going to do. And so probably with a great smile on his face, he tells Andrew and Philip, just tell everybody to sit down. And so they sit everybody down. And who brings him the food? A child. Isn't that perfect? Here comes a child. Here's my five barley loaves and my two fish. Trusting that Jesus will do what he needs to do, and he does. He feeds them. And that's how God does with us too. We are God's children. He feeds us. In the Lord's Prayer, we say, give us this day our daily bread. That is a prayer of faith. We say, today, God, you're going to give me what I need. I don't have to worry that I'm not going to have enough money or I'm not going to have enough stuff. I don't have to worry about anything. Today, Lord, give me my daily bread that I need. And he does. He provides that for all of us. And I thought today was also a nice day for a little side note to talk about praying before and after your meals. And I put it on the bulletin insert. Is that there's a reason obviously, you're going to eat that food whether you pray or not. God's giving you that food whether you pray or not. So why do we do that? Why did that become a good habit? Well, it's simply because it reminds you that God is taking care of you. You sit down, we've got this feast before us, and we stop and we say, wow, Lord, thank you. You gave me all this. And after a meal to say, Lord, thank you for filling us. That's why we do those prayers. That's why they're important, because it's reminding us that we are God's children and that he's providing for us. And of course, most of all, what he feeds us with is his own self, giving himself on the cross to feed the whole world. Now then, you got a similar instance in the Old Testament, God providing food. And there it's really clear, because the children of Israel are not joyful and free. They should be. Where did they just come from? They just came out of slavery in Egypt. They should be feeling just this great freedom and this great joy. But instead, they're grumpy. And they're slaves to their bellies. And they're saying, oh man, if we could only go back. If we could only go back to Egypt, there we had it great. There we had plenty of food to eat, right? But God did what he would do all through those 40 years of the wilderness. He took care of them as his children. This time it was, of course, quail and manna. But throughout the wilderness, it was everything. He took care of everything. He provided them water, provided them food, brought them to the promised land. And at one point, when they get to the end of it, Moses looks back with them and says, your shoes never even wore out. God even took care of that these 40 years. So God took care of them. They were his children. Of course, even when they got to the promised land, though, what did they do? They still didn't trust him. This is our lot as sinful humans. we are not trusting as we should be. But there's only one perfect child of God, and that is Jesus. Jesus lived joyful and free. And in his great joy for you and me, he gave his perfect life so that we could be called God's children. So all of this morning, this Sunday, these readings are really to remind you and I that as God's children, we have this great freedom and this great joy. You don't have to be the perfect child to have it. That's trying to live under the law. That's being a slave, as Paul says in the epistle today. We're children of the promise. We are free. We're full of joy. All our sin has been forgiven and buried. Death has been conquered and heaven opened. And Jesus just continues to feed us every day, giving us our daily bread. And so I'll go back to what I started with. Yes, we don't want to grow up. Not because we're Toys R Us kids, but because we're God's kids. We're his children. And we want to live under him, always joyful and free. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.